Welcome to Leveling the Playing Field, the podcast where we break down the delusions, fallacies, and misunderstandings about markets, investing, and risk. I'm your host, Ken Goldberg, and I've spent the last four decades immersed in the world of finance and investments, from big Wall Street firms to the Chicago trading floor. I founded and sold three hedge funds, won the World Cup Trading Championship, and my insights have been highly sought after as the most read outside contributor at thestreet.com. In this podcast, it's just you and me deep diving into the topics that most investors just don't understand. I'll be sharing my experiences, observations, and strategies to help you level the playing field and make more informed decisions. So let's go.
Hey, welcome back. It's time to look at the facts. Check it out in your first chart. As the title of this episode hints and kind of teases, the ticking stopped. Nobody look at it. What do we mean by the ticking stopped? Well, check it out. This is what we have lovingly become familiar with. The Magnificent Seven. Why are they magnificent? Well, here they are: Microsoft, Apple, Nvidia, Amazon, Tesla, Meta, and Alphabet, aka Google. In fact, Tesla is no longer in it. So in fact, it's just the Magnificent Six. But look at the numbers. Combined, these seven companies, their market cap is equal to $12.5 trillion. According to Bank of America, this is equivalent to the output of New York City, Tokyo, London, Los Angeles, Paris, Seoul, Chicago, San Francisco, Osaka, Dallas, and Shanghai. These seven companies are massive. And because of that, and because of the fact that they're in so many indexes, the markets look like they're going up, but in fact, these six and seven stocks are going up. And the question is, well, what's wrong with that? So let's go look at the second chart. Scroll down to the second chart. The top 10% of stocks in the U.S. now control approximately 75% of the market. The top 10%, there's roughly 5,000 stocks. So the top 500 stocks now control and reflect about 75% of the entire market. This is the most concentrated stock market since the Great Depression in 1931. In the dot-com bubble in 2001, concentrations of the top 10 stocks peaked at 72%, and here we are at 75%. Now, we know what happened in 2001. That peak led to a 48% Dow decline, a 50% S&P decline, and a 78% NASDAQ decline in the next 2 years. And that wasn't the all-time high in concentration. That didn't quite make it to the 1929 level. In 2008, in that crisis, another all-time high in stock prices, the concentration of the top 10% of stocks peaked 6%. So 66% in 08, 72% in 2001, and 77% in 1929. What's the big deal? Well, guess where we are now? Look at that chart. Look at the far right-hand corner. And we can see that we are approaching the level of 1929. Never except 1929 has the top 10% of stocks been as high as right now. This is higher than 08. This is higher than 01. This is higher than any other time in the past 95 years. We are at a place where the public is betting the farm, literally the farm, literally their bank account, and quite literally their lifestyle, on so few stocks that never before has such a bet been so focused in so few companies. Well, what's wrong with that? Let's take a look at chart number three. The problem is defaults have begun to rise. There's this repeating cycle called the default cycle. And when the default cycle begins to rise, bad things happen. As you can see, the default cycle in 2001 rose enough to bring us the crash of 2001-2002. The default cycle in 2008 brought us the crash of 2008-2009. Both of those led to 50% crashes in the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. In fact, the NASDAQ had the worst. The NASDAQ 100, the tech portion of the NASDAQ, not like the general NASDAQ isn't tech enough, but the NASDAQ 100, which is the biggest techs, again, in 2001-2002, crashed 78%. Well, guess where we are? We're at the next level of default. The cycle has just turned up. It turned up in late 2022. It's been rising throughout 2023. And as you can see, it's at the place where things start to get ugly. What does the default cycle do? Well, that's when companies that have borrowed more than they can pay stop paying. That's when the good times that allowed bankers to ignore and overlook the weak financials, but lent companies money anyway, they start to create these loan loss reserves, which is how banks prepare for disaster. They increase the amount of cash on hand to hide the losses that they see are about to happen. So as we can see, the default cycle has begun. We haven't had the market correction or crash that comes with every default cycle. And it's only a matter of time before the crash arrives because the default cycle has begun. So what's the problem? The problem is we have most of our money hiding in 6 or 7 or 8, let's just say 10, of the biggest companies, forgetting the fact that the other 4,990 aren't doing as well, and the default cycle has just begun. What does that mean? Well, let's look at, again, let's go back one chart, go back to chart number two, and the last time this occurred was 1930 and 31, right before the crash of into the 1932 low. What did that crash look like? The Dow lost 90%. There wasn't a NASDAQ, or it would have lost more because it doesn't have the blue chip quality of just the Dow. So the last time this absurdity arrived in our environment, the Dow crashed 90%. Is it going to crash 90% next? We don't know. Is this a good time to have all your money in the stock market, especially focused into just a few stocks? By historic definition, this is not the time to do that. Therefore, here we are. Time to take action. Time to make a change. Time to protect your money, your family's well-being, your financial net worth, your legacy. That time is now. Take action. Call us if you need help. 640-CALL-DSE. We got you.
That wraps it up for this episode. Hey, I really wanted to thank everyone for honoring us and taking the time to listen to our show. There's, of course, tens of thousands of podcasts out there now, and we're grateful that you find the time to come back and listen to ours. Just know that we got you.